Rich Karasik joins us from Lakeland. Rich, appreciate you stopping by.
Today I drove through a few snowflakes, which is a little bit different than yesterday, but yes, good morning.
Not the best for a golf course owner to see those snowflakes, but hopefully people can get out golfing pretty soon. This golf course thing drove me crazy here for 5 weeks. I don't know if they're open or closed or what the deal is, so fill us in. What are you guys doing at Lakeland?
It's been a little bit of a ping pong match going back and forth as to what's going on. And finally, we've ended up at open for members to come on out and play. I think some of the private clubs pushed that issue, and so it kind of evolved into that. Originally, it was everybody could do it, and then it was scaled back again with the new initiative that came out. And now it's gone back to members playing, and we have gone out here to not only our yearly membership, our seasonal membership, but we went to a daily membership also. And you adapt to the times, and that's what we did for it, and the people have appreciated it. Obviously, the next few days, we won't see many golfers, but the people are itching to get out. The golf course industry has had so many problems in the last few years between the declining play, between the elderly and not being replaced by the younger, between the elderly passing away. I mean, I get to where in the wintertime, I look through the Jackson obituaries just to see how many of our golfers have just simply with old age have passed, and we lost probably four or five main golfers out here. So it gets a little bit depressing in that end, and now we have these new challenges for us. So we will adapt to it. They present some problems going forward when you look at the distancing and with outings, with fundraisers for the charities that we have out here. But we'll find a way, whether it's grilling and serving people, whether it's putting 150 chairs spread out throughout the whole outside area apart. We've done a good job adapting in the past, Greg, and I guarantee you we'll find a way to adapt to this challenge.
Yeah, and you guys are doing events and outings, Rich, just about every weekend, so you got to find a plan, don't you?
We have to, you're right, and we've pushed a few of them for the beginning of May, pushed them out, but I'm pretty confident that we will find a way for all of our faithful events that holders that have been out here, we'll find a way for them to do it, to have their fundraisers, because so many of these places rely on these fundraisers for all of the help they give to their different organizations that they help. So, yes, it is not the end of the world. We don't have to build a nuclear bomb shelter out back. And we'll get through this, and we'll get through it, I think, rather quickly.
Yeah, well, if anybody can adapt, you can, because as you mentioned, the industry has been so up and down the last few years. I know we've talked about it in the past. How do you get the young kids back? That's a big challenge, isn't it?
It really is, and I hope we're past that point, because it's encouraging to see the Michigan Center golf teams. More kids have come out in the last year or so than have in previous years. So there's a little bit of hope there, and they also have an enthusiasm for playing, and that's good to see. But yes, it's been tough, and I think in Michigan there hasn't been the huge push to get them open, get the courses open right away, because when you look at the northern half of the state, they don't open till May 1st anyway. So they're getting ready to do it, and it's not been a total inconvenience to them. It's discouraging to us in the southern part, because we see our golfers drive down to Indiana and Ohio to play because they're open. And so it's a hard thing to watch right now, and that's why I say it's coming quickly, I think, the opening, and I think Senator Shirky's going to push it, and I think Mr. Chatfield in the House is going to push it. It's good to see New York, even with all of their problems and being in the epicenter of this virus, to see them opening golf courses and marinas. So if they can find a way to do it, I'm sure we can find a way to do it in Michigan.
Challenges always out there all the time. Of course, weather has been a big factor the last couple of years. We really haven't had a spring here, Rich.
No, we haven't. It's rained pretty much into to May and June, and then the spigot gets turned off, and then all of a sudden it becomes 85, and we go drought July and August into September. So it's been consistent in that way, but you just adapt to it, Greg. If it rains, you don't have quite the irrigation costs. You know, if it's drier out there, you get to play, and you go from there.
Michiganders do love their golf, Rich, of course, we have a number of courses here. I'm surprised to hear you say so many people are going south to play.
Well, right now they are, and because they know they're open down there, and they don't know what's going on up here. I think in another week or two they will come back, but golfers have the itch to play. Jackson is a great golf town, and the people are going to appreciate as soon as everything becomes clearer for them as to what they can and cannot do. But it does not help. No, or it's not a very comforting thought to know that your guys, for a lot of reasons, your guys are piling into cars and your golfers are driving down to surrounding states to play golf. And it kind of defeats the purpose of what we're trying to do in general with the distancing and all of those different things that have been put into place that I think will be pretty normal for us going forward. And I was told by my kids I cannot say the new normal, so they said they were going to do a shot every time I did that. So Greg, you're being heard around the country. You're being heard around the country. Kids in Charlotte, North Carolina, Wilmington, North Carolina, Brooklyn, New York, all of them are tuning in there in Chicago. So I get a feedback on what all the different cities and states are doing, and I can tell you we are on the edge of the most restrictive things that are going on. South Carolina today is opening up their state. North Carolina has put in some restrictions. Brooklyn, New York, our daughter's family is in the epicenter of it, and she's been safe. I get to hear all these different things to see how we're doing here in relation to all that. And we're on the far side of as far as restrictions and all that. But I hope we're passing it, past it. I hope that the numbers, you can see them, they're all coming down on a daily basis. You know, the big term was flattening the curve. We've done that. We've gotten the supplies, the ventilators. Hospitals haven't had what they thought they were going to have in the ICUs. They didn't have to use the old COBO down in Detroit. You know, so there's a lot of great things happening, and some of the things put in place worked. So that's where we're at on that, and I am encouraged. I think it's going to be a great season. I think there's a lot of pent-up demand that people didn't play in March, April when we had those 50 and 60-degree days, and I think a lot of people are going to be out. A lot of people, especially if they're not working and they're getting their different unemployments from the state and the Fed, I think the golf industry is going to do good in Jackson if we can get to that point, and that's what everybody's anxious to do.
Do you have to push your leagues at all, Rich? Push it back, or
you just on most hold? Most of them start the last week of April, first week of May. So we're pretty close on that, and a few of them have pushed it a little bit into September. So I'm really not worried about that. I just hope that the state sticks to the plan of, you know, the panic is over. We can handle it all, the hospitals. It's not the end of the world. I'm just so thankful, Greg, that our kids and grandkids, it has not affected them as much as the older population. You and I, we can fend for ourselves. We're pretty conservative in how we stay away from people, stay away from things. I have used more hand sanitizer and more Clorox and more those sort of things. I've used more in the last month than I have in my whole life, you know, the birthday song, washing your hands, all that stuff. So we can fend for ourselves. I'm just fortunate that it has not hit our kids and grandkids like they thought it might.
So you can be, help me out with this, a daily member at Lakeland Hills?
Yep, you can be a daily member out here. And we'll do it through April 30th. We'll reevaluate that and see if we need to do it in May, but we'll do it through April 30th. It's $2 a day, and it applies towards your golf when you pay for your golf. and people appreciate the clubhouse is not open. We have two bathrooms out on the course, so there is no beverages. There is, you know, we're selling nothing from the clubhouse. As a matter of fact, people can't even come in. I work from a window, and it's just me. There are no employees out here. Nobody's at risk. And, you know, talking about that, we hire mostly college kids, and I can tell you their world and seniors in high school, their world has been rocked. And I feel so bad for them because these seniors coming out of high school to end their high school basketball, football, or basketball, baseball, spring sports like they did, no graduations, no proms, it is just awful. And just awful. And the kids, the college kids coming back home, and now they depend on me for their revenue for next year. And as soon as possible, as soon as safe, I can tell you that those kids that we have will be back, and they'll be back. They are so anxious to get to work that they will be back with a better attitude than ever. But for right now, the clubhouse is closed. There is no inside sales, and I'm the only employee here. Well, I shouldn't say that. Kenny and I are. So,
okay,
that's it.
Very good. Rich Karasek from Lakeland Hills, the owner of Lakeland Hills. He and Kenny will take care of you if you're out there. But, again, the clubhouse is closed, but you can get out there and do some golfing, and hopefully that clubhouse will get opened up in about a week or so, Rich.
Thanks, Greg. I appreciate it, and you take care, too.
Yep, take care. Rich Karasek from Lakeland on WKHM, WKHM.com.